and they're going to coordinate with our partner there in Manila to get some shipments of medicine and medical supplies in that will then be sub-distributed to the affected areas.
And do you know where you'll be heading or where they will be heading?
You know, we're working with our partner to develop a plan right now, but obviously, you know, Tacloban's the most severely affected city. But one of the scary things is that with all the focus on Tacloban, we know that there are going to be many, many villages that were affected severely, and we don't even know the extent of the damages there.
Garrett, what type of aid will you be giving to the people of the Philippines?
So we're sending out two medical modules, and these are packages of emergency of medicines and medical supplies, such as antibiotics, wound care supplies, pain medications that are specifically designed for post-disaster situations. So even before all the needs assessments come in, we can feel confident that these medicines and supplies are going to be critical. It's enough medicine to help 20,000 patients for 3 months. That's the estimate.
Garrett, you hinted to it a little bit earlier in our conversation, but maybe you could give us a glimpse from an operations standpoint of how one of your emergency response teams goes about getting relief to the survivors of this typhoon or of any disaster.
Sure. So our model, and we've been doing this for 30 years, is to work closely with partners who are on the ground, who know the area, who have established networks. So we really will work with our partner to understand which clinics, hospitals, and first responders need those supplies quickly, and we will handle the shipping of the goods into the country, and then work with them to handle the logistics. But that's one of the keys of our model, is that we rely on partners that know that country inside and out so that we can get aid around most quickly.
I would imagine every disaster is different and has its own challenges. What will your workers be facing in this particular emergency response that may be unique?
Well, first of all, it is one of, if not the strongest, typhoon on record. So the devastation and the resulting storm surge was tremendous as well. So the devastation is astounding. And so, for example, on Leyte and in Tacloban, the devastation is such that it's hard to get anything done. The power's out. There's no food. There's no water. Infrastructure is damaged. It's going to be challenging to get products in, to get them around, to distribute them in an organized way, given that people are desperate. That's one of the big challenges, is access to the damaged areas.
And I guess it would be too early at this point to determine how long AmeriCares would be needed in the Philippines?
We don't know for sure, but it's going to be weeks, most likely months, that we'll be actively involved in providing relief.
So a few days into this, what are the most pressing needs for the people of the Philippines?
There's just tremendous needs. On Leyte particularly, there's need for basically everything, food, water, medicines. There's no power there. It is almost any supply that you'd need for survival is needed on that island.
So, Garrett, for people who want to help, go to the website?
Yeah, they can go to AmeriCares.org and make a donation there.
All right, Garrett, thank you so much.
Thank you.